This is Stories Telling Stories, a pop culture podcast by Eric R. Hill, produced in association with Seeing Red Productions and supporters of STS Media Group. Here at Stories Telling Stories, we are no strangers to pop culture, especially when it comes to science fiction. And perhaps no collection of science fiction is more iconic, inspiring, polarizing, and beloved than George Lucas's space opera epic, Star Wars. With the House of Mouse's release of Episode 8, The Last Jedi, into theaters, I couldn't help but think back on all the controversial Star Wars stories that have made their way into saga. But none, perhaps, quite so iconic as the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise. Growing up, the prequel trilogy was my Star Wars. Being born in 84, I was too young to experience the original trilogy during their theatrical release, aside from the New Hope special edition, but was primed for the prequels and unprepared for the backlash they would unleash. Perhaps I'm kinder to the maligned episodes 1 through 3 because I grew up with them, stoking my passion for the Force in the building anticipation of the next release. Perhaps I understand what George Lucas was trying to do and trying to say, but with nobody on set with the balls to question his choices, he was unable. And perhaps I'm just wrong, and that I shouldn't like those terrible prequels as much as I do. But I do. And I digress. Episode 3 finds a vulnerable Anakin Skywalker being further seduced towards the dark side by his close friend, Chancellor Palpatine, who manipulates Anakin through his insecurities into ultimately betraying the Jedi Order under the guise of protecting the Republic. Knowing that Anakin feared losing his wife Padme in childbirth, Palpatine tells Anakin of an old Sith legend about a Force user with an understanding of the Force so great he could create life and prevent death. And this is where our Star Wars-inspired episode of Stories Telling Stories picks up. Is the Force reliant on midichlorian count? Can any living thing learn to tap into it? And if given the choice between a functioning lightsaber and $1 billion, what color blade would you choose? This is The Tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise, as read by Sir Ian McDiarmid and Hayden Christensen on Stories Telling Stories.
You wanted to see me, Chancellor?
Yes, Anakin. Come closer. I have good news. Our clone intelligence units have discovered the location of General Grievous. He's hiding in the Upatar system.
At last, we'll be able to capture that monster and end this war.
I would worry about the collective wisdom of the Council if they didn't select you for this assignment. You are the best choice by far. Sit down. Anakin, you know I'm not able to rely on the Jedi Council. If they haven't included you in their plot, they soon will.
I'm not sure I understand.
You must sense what I've come to suspect. The Jedi Council want control of the Republic. They're planning to betray me.
I don't think
that... Anakin, search your feelings. You know, don't you?
I know they don't trust you.
Or the Senate, or the Republic, or democracy, for that matter.
I have to admit, my trust in them has been shaken.
Why? They asked you to do something that made you feel dishonest, did they? They asked you to spy on me, didn't they?
I don't know what to say.
Remember back to your early teachings, Anakin. All those who gain their power are afraid to lose it. Even the Jedi.
The Jedi use their power for good.
Good is a point of view, Anakin. The Sith and the Jedi are similar in almost every way.
including their quest for greater power. The Sith rely on their passion for their strength. They think inward, only about themselves.
And the Jedi don't.
The Jedi are selfless. They only care about others.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
No.
Thought not. It's not a story the Jedi would tell you. It's a Sith legend. Darth Plagueis was a dark lord of the Sith, so powerful and so wise. He could use the Force to influence the midichlorians to create life. He had such a knowledge of the dark side that he could even keep the ones he cared about from dying.
He could actually save people from death.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some might consider to be unnatural.
What happened to him?
He became so powerful. The only thing he was afraid of was losing his power, which eventually, of course, he did. The idea of immortality through the Force has existed for generations in the texts of both the Sith and the Jedi. But due to their narrow and discriminating views of the dark side, the Jedi have suppressed access to this knowledge and buried it deep in their archives. Not even high-ranking members of the Jedi Council have access. He worked independently, exploring the full reaches of the dark side, leaving no stone unturned.
How is this possible?
Plagueis was born into an historical setting that allowed him to bring many important things and beings into his influence, and to bring the re-emergent dark side fully to the attention of the Jedi Order. He spent years learning these powers and becoming a true master of the Force. Unfortunately, he taught his apprentice everything he knew. And then his apprentice killed him in his sleep. Do you know what holds society in place, Anakin? It's not the rules and order that the Jedi claim to defend. It's fear. Fear of death. Fear of punishment. Fear of the unknown. Strip away this fear, and the fabric that holds a republic together will crumble. In his complacency, Plagueis became fearless, arrogant, weak. And it was this weakness that led to his demise.
Plagueis may have fallen before his own power, but most of us don't live in fear.
Most of us, yes. But inherent goodness is still balanced by the dark side. Plagueis knew this, which is why he worked in secret. Aside from a trusted droid, no one in the galaxy knew of his experiments.
Then how do you know about it?
During a political visit to Naboo, Plagueis discovered a young boy who was quite gifted in the ways of the Force, with a strong connection to the dark side. Seeing potential in this boy, he began to train him in the ways of the Force, and ultimately made him his apprentice.
Did you know this boy from Naboo?
I remember the boy he was, and the family he came from. But he changed after becoming apprentice to Plagueis.
When he fell to the dark side.
It wasn't a fall, Anakin. It was an awakening of everything he knew to be true inside. Through Plagueis' training, he was able to become more powerful than any Jedi by striking down his own master.
The dark side can cloud the Force.
He could be anywhere from the Outer Rim to right here in the Senate. Clouded Plagueis' foresight then, as it clouds the Jedi's judgment now.
But if Plagueis was so powerful, why couldn't he stop his apprentice from killing him?
He thought himself immortal through his knowledge of the Force, so he lowered his guard. That's all it takes, Anakin. You lower your guard for a second and your enemies will strike you down.
He was struck down, even though he knew the power for eternal life.
It's ironic. He could save others from death, but not himself.
Chancellor, is it possible to learn this power?
Not from a Jedi. This has been Stories Telling Stories, a pop culture podcast produced in association with Seeing Red Productions and STS Media Group. Projected by a live studio audience at Milthouse Studios in Milton, Vermont. Make sure to like us on Facebook at Stories Telling Stories. And consider supporting the series at patreon.com/storiestellingstories. And until next time, stay whimsical!